The Government Accountability Office says even while the Army has made some strides toward improving its pay practices, it's a long way off from the kind of reconciliation that auditors will need to see. When GAO asked the Army to provide the number of soldiers who received active duty pay for 2010, it took the Army and DOD 3 months and repeated attempts before they could provide that figure. And since the Pentagon's Defense Manpower Data Center doesn't have an effective process for comparing pay files with personnel files, it took 2 months and a lot of manual labor before DMDC could reconcile those two groups of data. Asif Khan is GAO's Director for Financial Management and Assurance.
This is a real problem. I mean, the length of time it took to produce the documentation, it's not really going to enable an auditor to stay there and to be able to give a valid audit opinion in a timely fashion. And the other one is the issue of supporting documentation. Regardless of the robustness of the system, the auditor will need access to the supporting documentation, the underlying records of the information which is maintained in the system. So those are the two points which need to be recognized. One is the timeliness, and the other one is the accuracy and validity of the information in the system.
Khan testifying before a joint House-Senate Oversight Committee hearing on Capitol Hill yesterday. As for that supporting documentation, the Army was able to come up with virtually none of it. GAO chose a sample of 250 soldiers' personnel files. The Army was able to provide documentation to support their pay and benefits in only five of those cases. And for three of those, it could only hand over partial documentation. James Watkins, the Army's Director of Accountability and Audit Readiness, says the service concurs with GAO's findings.
While we are confident that we do a good job paying our soldiers the right amount of money at the right times, we know we have a lot of work to do to prove it via an audit.
Congress would very much like to see that proof, and it's hearing stories that would seem to contradict the Army's position that its payroll checks are accurate. Lawmakers heard testimony from Lieutenant Colonel Kirk Zecchini, a member of the Ohio National Guard. He says pay problems are simply a way of life in the Army. At one point, during a tour of duty in Afghanistan, he went for a month and a half without any pay at all. He says because the Army lost track of the fact that he was serving on active duty.
That was a tense period, not knowing how long that was going to continue without pay. So that was the only thing. You know, I'm working with my wife, who was back home, trying to pay the bills and stretch the savings we had for as long as we could.
Then in 2004, he discovered, on his own, after serving in Southeast Asia, that he was entitled to thousands of dollars worth of special pay that he never received.
I actually had to look through the regulation, find there's a chart that they have in the reg that tells you, you know, if you're in this location during this time of year, you're entitled to this much money. And it was a pretty complex set of numbers. And my unit clerk, my unit administrator, certainly didn't know how to process that. So that's when it got pushed up the chain of command and, you know, went to military pay. Military pay didn't seem to know anything about it. And, you know, time went on. I put together a spreadsheet. I actually did a lot of the legwork for them to make it easier to understand what I was supposed to get versus what I did get. And it languished. And eventually I wrote a letter to the Ohio Inspector General requesting assistance. That's when I finally got some action.
That action took a year and a half before it was all said and done. Zecchini says his pay problems are still going on. Just last week, he got a pay stub for money he never actually received. Turns out someone had entered his bank account number incorrectly in the Army pay system. Khan says from GAO's perspective, none of those problems are too surprising.
That was pretty consistent with what our observations were on the deficiencies in the systems and payroll processes in the Army, that it could, there's a high risk of incorrect payments, whether the amounts are wrong or they could be paid to the wrong person.
The Army's Watkins says any pay discrepancies are unacceptable, and the Army's most senior leaders are committed to getting their pay and personnel systems in a state that can withstand the scrutiny of auditors. But he stands by his assertion that Army pay problems are the exception, not the rule.
I don't know if I'm the oddball or if the pay issues that were brought up today is the oddball. I was a commander, platoon leader, company commander, battalion commander, brigade commander. I was the commandant of the Army's finance school and the chief of the finance corps. And I dealt with paying hundreds of thousands of soldiers, and we did not have rampant problems with pay. First of all, I can tell you as a commander, if you have a soldier that has a pay problem, you have a problem because he's not focused on the mission, and you have to get that problem fixed. And when I was a finance officer in at the 5th Corps in Germany, at 2nd Division in Korea, and an I Corps at Fort Lewis, if on payday we had long lines, that indicated we had a problem, but we didn't have long lines. The number of pay complaints were small compared to the number of people that we paid.
Numbers maintained by DOD's Defense Finance and Accounting Service indicate the Pentagon pays service members on time 97% of the time. That's up from a rate of 88% in 2006, when DOD officials first began an effort at better pay practices and came up with a 65-point improvement plan. Army officials say right now their rate of improvement is unprecedented. They're pinning most of their future hopes on a solution that will integrate pay and personnel records from across the active, guard, and reserve components into one IT system called IPS-A, the Integrated Pay and Personnel System, Army. Gene Brooks is the Army's Director for Technology and Business Architecture Integration.
This implementation of the Commercial PeopleSoft Human Resource Management System will be configured to meet the Army's needs and will strengthen our internal controls and ensure that our entire population is paid accurately. No longer will there be separate personnel and pay databases. Digital signatures, strong audit capabilities, a built-in business engine rule, and a strict roles and permission structure will further ensure accuracy and internal control rigor for military pay.
But that's at best a long-term solution. Under current law, the Army and the rest of DOD have to be ready for an audit of its statement of budgetary resources by 2014, and the new IPS-A system won't be ready in time. Watkins agrees with GAO. The Army can't do that with the systems and processes it has in place right now.
Because we don't have an integrated pay and personnel system for 2014, we have to go and look at our current system, which we call our legacy system, the Defense Joint Military Pay System. Our intention was not to use DJMS to go to audit in 2017. Our intention was to use IPS-A. So now that we're not going to have IPS-A, we've got to get these problems with our legacy system fixed.
GAO says the Army needs to come up with some way to make sure the documents that determine a soldier's pay are readily accessible if the Army or auditors need them, figure out a process for identifying how many active duty soldiers it's paying for at least a given fiscal year, and regularly check those files to make sure they're accurate. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.